something, a subject again tonight. Proverbs chapter 2 is we're going to go. Have I preached out of Proverbs every time so far? Nope, I was in 1 Peter last time. Yep, kind of wondered, but I do want to thank you again for letting us be here. Man, it was a nice day out there. I hope we get some rain tonight. Proverbs chapter 2, when you find it and you're able, why don't you go ahead and stand up with me and we'll just read the first 9 verses there. I want to just kind of give an idea to you tonight. I don't think I'm going to be real preachy, but it's definitely something that has to do with our mission giving and our tithing as well. So we find here in Proverbs chapter 2. Is everybody there? Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's read it here. It says, my son, you see that charge there. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thy cry is after knowledge, and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shall thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity and yea, every good path. Dear Lord, we love you. Thank you again for the privilege of being back with friends and church family here. Thank you for giving us another day on the earth. Thank you for the testimony we got to hear last night from the Watsons. I pray that you'd encourage us even more tonight. Give us something that would not only encourage us through the preaching of your word and challenge us through the preaching of your word, but also I pray that the witness of the missionary would also do that tonight as well. Challenge and encourage us. Lord, we just thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for just being so good to us. We give you the praise, glory, and honor for all. In Jesus' name, amen. I wonder if you may be seated. There's a lot in this chapter again, as well as there is in many other ones, but
little small words there that we're going to look at here tonight. But I want you to think with me here a little bit. There's a lot of things going on in our world out there today that I don't understand. How about you? Man, I don't understand. And I thought back as when I was a kid and we were all kids, and there's some things that are going on now that I would have never thought that had been possible. My mind just didn't even go there. I got saved as a young man. I was 11 years old back in Indiana, raised in a Christian home, got saved, got baptized a few weeks after that, and I had a Bible. I was raised in a Christian home, so I was protected in so many different ways. And I got into high school and school and stuff, and started thinking some things could possibly go. But nothing like today. Nothing like we are today. And I got to thinking about a little bit in our own Christian life and in the churches. And man, that's the same way. There's some things that, man, I'd have never thought that could have ever happened. Churches and some folks, when they say they're a Christian and to do the things that they do, it's just, I'm sorry, I just my mind don't go there. And we're not done yet, are we? So we're going to look at some things here. There's a lot of things in our life. I'm just going to use this word, you'll understand it in a minute here, that's conditional. You understand what I mean by that? There's a result coming from something. It's conditional what happens later by what we do or what we say or so. So it's a conditional thing. Just let me give you something. For instance, we got a missions conference this week, right? There's certain things that are conditional. You know, if you don't give your tithe and be honest in that, it's conditional how God gets to bless you. Am I right? If we're dishonest and we don't, God has a hard time blessing us. And He's a great God, amen?
Amen?
And He blesses us even when we do wrong things sometimes, not for them, but because He's a good God. and He loves us and cares for us. I was just sitting back there a minute ago, and I wrote this: many things, because God loves us, we have and have been given, but there's some other things that are conditional. We're blessed, yes, because God loves us, but even more so when we're faithful in our tithe. And the same thing with missions, when we give that offering. You know, it's conditional whether we give that or not, isn't it? But by the way, it's conditional if we say that we're going to give it and we don't. I think that's worse than not saying you're going to give it at all. Need to be careful with that. And it's conditional on the blessing because of that. God wants to bless us. Things are conditional. We find some words here in this passage of Scripture that talk about just exactly that. Conditional. Simple words we want to look at here tonight. As far as a Christian, or as far as a title goes, how about, "Then shall thou understand." I don't understand it all, but I like to try to understand a little bit of it. And what I do understand, you know, we don't have a problem understanding the Bible, do we? We have a problem doing what it says sometimes and following what it says sometimes. Well, glory. Let's look on here a little bit. By the way, God knew, God knows, God understands, God sees way down the road, and He gives us what we need right now, and He gives us what we need, will give us what we need later to understand some things. I want to understand the things that God wants me to understand, and the things that I don't need to have understanding on. You know, there's just certain things I just don't need to know what the insides of a computer do to you. I don't care to spend my time doing that. But I want to find out what God, I want to understand what God wants from me and what God's got for me and what His Word says. So it's conditional. I'm not going to go to college to figure out how the computer guts work. I'm not going to do that. But that's a conditional. I don't know those things because I didn't do that. But there's some things when it comes to God and the Word of God that is conditional. If we do it, we will get understanding from that as well. That's where I want to go. God, He is omnipotent, isn't He? Having unlimited power and authority. He's all-powerful. He's omniscient. He's present in all places at the time. And He's omniscient, knowing all things. And isn't that important for us today to know that we have a God that is all of that? He's not just a little bitty God. He's got all that understanding already. And some things we don't have to understand, and some things we do get to understand. But we do need to understand that God is there, and He's got it all figured out. He knows it all before He doesn't have to figure it out. You know that? He already knows. He knows what's the best timing. He has knowledge and understand. And by the way, what we get from God and receive from God is always going to be better than anything else. What God has for us is best. Sometimes we just need to, like we read in our text verses last night, I'm going to flip back there and read you a familiar verse. I believe it said there in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian," that just may be something. We may suffer as a Christian, and I don't need to understand why. I just need to know that God's there for me, and He understands. He can see down the road. He knows what's best. I just need to take what the understanding that He's given to me and be faithful with that. Amen? And He says, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. We got our relationships with God. It doesn't matter what necessarily the world sees. It's a matter of what God sees. But let him glorify God on his behalf. Sometimes we just need to understand what we understand, do everything we can, be in the Word of God, be under the preaching, so that we can understand as much as possible, and then just follow God and do what we know to do. Amen? Amen. That's just the best thing for us. We don't have to understand it all. What we have to understand is who God is as best as we can, and follow Him and obey Him. But we all need help sometimes, don't we? I know I do. I can verify that. I need help all the time. As an evangelist, I need help. Lord, I need help. Brother Watson, Mrs. Watson, as a missionary, do you need help? I heard him asking last night for help, didn't you? He also knows somewhere else where to go get help too, don't you? You need help of others, but we also need help from God. And we all need a pastor. He needs help, and he knows where to go to get it. We as parents, we need help. And kids, they need help, don't they? Amen. We know you got kids. You know they need help. You've seen them around here. Grandkids need help. There's health issues sometimes we had. We need help. Sometimes there's work and we don't understand. And sometimes there's no work and we don't understand. But where do we go when that happens? We go to the Lord, don't we? And understand what we get to understand, but not quit, but to keep going. When we get retired, we're going to need some help. A family man. Here I am, a man. I need some help. There's moms out there. You need some help, don't you? Amen. I've seen those kids. I heard her out there. Whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you're divorced or soon to be, you need help. Where are you going to get that help? Are you going to understand it all? No, but what you need to understand is you follow, you obey, and God will give you the help. You don't have to understand. Just understand what God wants you to understand. Amen. You're going to find it in the Word of God. Don't let it discourage you. Keep going. Maybe there's a hard decision that's coming. You're not going to understand why the decision's even got to be made. But you know where to go to for it. Amen. Maybe there's an illness coming. Maybe there's even a death coming. And we don't understand. But God does. And that's why we just need to follow Him. Well, we all need help, whether we understand it or not. But we do understand we need help when we're there, don't we? Where do you go? I'm going to touch on this a little bit. How many of you don't know David in the Bible? Amen. Well, he went through a lot of different things, didn't he? Some of them were good, some of them were bad. Do you think he understood everything all the time, what was going on? I don't think he did. Now, David, there were some things in David's life that were conditional, weren't there? There were some things that were a result of what he did. But God loved him. God was watching him. A man after God's own heart. God knew where he was at. David had some things that were conditional, and David messed up. David did good. But David knew where to go for the Lord, or David knew to go to the Lord for the help that he needed. Let me give you a couple of few verses here. If you write them down, you can look at them later. Psalm chapter 27, verse 9. David says, hide not thy face far from me. He's talking to the Lord. Put not thy servant away in anger. Boy, do you ever feel sometimes like that's what the Lord's getting ready to do with you? We did something we shouldn't do, Lord, please don't just put me away. Don't turn your back on. Don't get angry with me, Lord. Because we know what we've done, amen? There goes David said, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. See, David knew. Well, what David talked about when he was out there with the lions and with the sheep, the shepherd. Who was David talking about when he was with Goliath? I wonder if he used the same slingshot when he was a child. I wonder if he had a selection of them. I think I'm going to use the 357 slingshot today. Or I'm going to use the 9mm slingshot today. I wonder if he had a selection of them. Oh, this is my favorite one right here. This is the one. I wonder. This is the one I got Goliath with. This is the one I got his brother. I wonder. Look at this. This is a lion skin, and he's got the. Anyway, I'm just messing with you. But David knew where to go, didn't he? He didn't understand it all. But what did he say there? He said, "Thou hast been my help." David was thankful for the help that he got from the Lord. Didn't understand it, but there he was. He said, leave me not. That means he got the help that he needed, didn't he? He said, thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me. He knew the Lord was there. He didn't understand it, but he was getting what he needed to get and what he needed, and he didn't want it to go away. He didn't want God to go away. He wanted him to be there. And he goes on, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. David writes in Psalm chapter 40, verse 17, about where he got his help. He says, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Boy, you know that in your case too, don't you? The Lord thinketh on me. He said to the Lord, he goes, thou art my help and my deliverer. He said, then it says, make no delay, no, make no tarrying. Oh my God, he says, hurry up. I know you're the help that I need. I don't understand this all. Don't tarry around, Lord. Come on, I need you. Quick! You ever been there? Didn't understand, but you knew where to go. David did. Psalm 63, verse 7. David writes again, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Boy, you just stay there. God's been your help, and man, you just want to stay close to him, don't you? Amen. Yeah. That's a way of saying thank you. You ever give somebody something, a young person or something? Boy, they just hang on you. They just hang on to your leg, showing their thankfulness. They don't want to go too far away. That's what we ought to be with the Lord. It ought to make us want to stay close to him. David knew where the help came. He didn't understand, but he understood where the help came from. You may not understand either, but you know where your help's coming from, don't you? Well, that old world's not helping you, are they? That's a lot of times why we need the help. Sometimes we bring it upon ourselves as well. Psalm 70, verse 5 says, still looking at David here, he says, but I am poor and needy. You ever feel that way?
Yeah.
The poor for sure, right? And then the needy falls in right behind. I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me. He knew where it came from. He needed some more. Didn't understand, but he knew he was poor and needy. He says, make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tearing. Psalm 71, verse 12. O God, be not far from me. O God, oh my God, make haste for my help. Come on, hurry, Lord. I know you're there. Psalm 94, verse 17. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. He was talking about being over. Silent in the grave. Have you ever heard that? Yeah, David knew what he didn't understand. Sometimes I don't understand. There's a lot I don't understand. There's a lot I don't understand in this world. There's a lot I don't understand in my own Christian life. There's a lot of things I don't understand about the Lord. But I know that's where my help is from. And I know I want to be close to him. I want to tell others about him. David did not say that his help came from watching Dr. Phil. David did not say his help came from watching CNN. Or any of the other ones out there. David didn't say his help came from talking to the neighbor across the fence. Or he didn't say then he got his help from talking to a friend at work. He didn't say he got his help from a lot of different things, did he? You know who David was talking about all through those scriptures and other ones that we could look at? David was bragging on the Lord, saying, my help comes from the Lord, and I want to get closer to him. I want him to stay close to me, and I want him to stay close to me. Draw nigh to God, and God will. Woo! Isn't that how it's supposed to work? Then shalt thou understand. May not all the time be something that you understand. But you know what? We don't need to understand every little thing. We just need to understand where our help comes from when we need it. Who's doing the blessing? Did you ever think like this? Did you ever think something like, because you weren't where you should be or could be in your life, that we missed some understanding? You missed understanding something because you were away from our... You know, like something happens, you just accidentally missed reading your Bible for a couple of days, and something happens and you say, I don't understand that. And then you say to yourself, I wonder if I would have been reading my Bible faithfully the last couple of days if I would have understand right now what I'm going through. You ever wonder about that sometimes? Things are conditional, aren't they? If we're doing what we're supposed to be doing it or not, it could definitely have an effect on things. You ever maybe because you're not where you should be or not doing what you should be, the thought comes to your mind like, I don't have understanding in my in this area here because or I thought my because I thought wrong. My thinking pattern was wrong because I wasn't. You ever get that way too? Yeah, I do too. That's how come I know to write these in my notes, because I've been there too. We wonder, see what happens when we're not doing what we should be doing, if we're not trying to get close to Him, if we're not just trusting Him and understanding what we need. Have you ever tried too hard to understand something? You know what that's called? Taking it in your own control. When we're supposed to be trusting, we're trying to figure it out. That might be on purpose, by the way. Well, glory. You ever just feel like you missed some understanding and you missed some help that He was trying to give you? Yes, He was trying to give you, but we just weren't willing, or we didn't want it, or, well, glory. We all need wisdom and understanding in this world, don't we? Every one of us do, and we know where that comes from, right? Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. We can read through the book of Proverbs. Just start there in chapter 1. There you find it right away. All those words coming up there, and we get discretion, and all those things just fall together. Don't have to understand it all. Solomon, through the book, tells his son, no, just trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine lean not on the whose understanding? Oh, you know, we can create some things and think we understand it. Oh, I got that all figured out. You know what, a lot of times, no, I'm not going to say, but we sure wouldn't leave God out if something like that came into our thinking pattern, now would we? Well, glory. We all need help. We all need guidance from God. We need guidance from God's Word. We need guidance from preaching, amen? You know how kind of by Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning, things kind of are falling apart in your life. You need to get back to church on Wednesday. What about those people that miss it? By the time Friday rolls around, Saturday, they might not even want to go to church. We need to be around. We need to have God close to us, the Word of God. We need to be in prayer in so many different ways. So I want us to go back to our scripture here, Proverbs chapter 2 again, and I'm just going to pick it apart there a little bit. I want you to notice with me in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. Look at what it says there, the charge there, my son. And by the way, we are the sons of God, aren't we? Isn't that what it says over in John chapter 3? We are the sons of God. It goes on down there. Behold, what manner of love the God is. I can't think of the verses exactly. Got to go there. Let me just go there real quick. It'll drive me crazy if I don't do it. 1 John chapter 3 starts out there saying, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Amen? Not the son of God, but sons of God, small s. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. See, the world doesn't understand this understanding stuff, does it? But we got it. We're a son. Just like Solomon there started out Proverbs so many times there, chapter 2, like we're reading, my son. That's the father talking to us, saying, the son to us. He goes, the world knoweth it not, because it knoweth Him not. Beloved. You know what that means? We're so loved. Beloved. We're beloved. That's a special kind of love. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself. Purify yourself. You know, that means you examine yourself and get rid of some things that are not good. More, you need to be pure. Forgiveness, get pure, even as He is pure. We have that example. And so I'm not going to dwell there. I want to move on. I told Pastor Brother Watson I'd give him some time, and man, I'm getting all wound up here. Got to keep my word. So in verse 1, back in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1, look, it says, my son. And what's that next big word there? Oh. You know, our parents used to use that word sometimes, didn't they? If you'll clean your room, you can go outside and play. My mom used to say, get out. She didn't say, if you clean your room. She just, get out. But do you see that? That's a conditional word there, isn't it? We're son, daughter, yeah, his. And what does he say? My son, if thou will receive my words, God speaking, what would his word be? My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart unto understanding. Verse 3, yea. What's that next word? Yea. If. There it is again. If thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding. Verse 4. What's that word? If. If thou seekest her as silver. Talking about his word. And searchest her as for hid treasures. Well, those are conditional words, aren't they? Yeah. If. What does he say there? If you receive my words. Well, we have God's word spoken to us. We have it in the Bible. The Holy Spirit speaks to us, doesn't he? If you receive my words, verse 1. Look on down there a little bit first. If you hide my commandments. This is what he's telling us to do. Things depend. Things are conditional upon what we do with these things. It says, if you hide my commandments, what would that be? Memorization of the Scripture. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. It would be to study. It would be to post it on the walls of our house and around and things there. If you receive my words. If you hide my commandments. Verse 2, if thy incline thine ear unto wisdom. If you listen. Listen when wisdom's speaking to you. Listen when you have wisdom given to you. Verse 2 again. If thou apply thine heart. See it there? If thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart unto what? Understanding. Look at what it says there in verse 3. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge. Oh, I want knowledge. I'm putting some effort into this. I want some knowledge. Big if, right? If thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding. Verse 4, if thou seekest her as silver, is it valuable to you? Like silver. Understanding that God gives to us. It's his word that to you. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest her as for hid treasures. Boy, you look in there. Lord, would you give me something today? I'm looking for a nugget. Give me a golden nugget today. Give me a chunk of silver today, Lord, out of your word today. I want something. Give me something that means something I'm going to need today. So we've seen that if. And then we find in verse 5, what? Then shall thou understand. Whoa, look at that. If conditional. Then. Isn't that good? Yeah. If. All of us. Then. It's a principle that goes through all of our lives, through every part of our life. If. Now you got to remember God's love. It's there, amen. He loves us. But there's some things that are conditional. If you and I, then. If and then. Well, we can look at all. There's so much here. I'm just going to keep moving on. But the words then, I took it. Then thou shalt understand. Oh, we can't forget about God's grace and mercy, amen. There's some stuff we don't deserve, and it's not, but God's still there for us. Sometimes we understand, and it's not a conditional thing. It's just God wants us to understand it. There's a lot plays into this, but if and then shall thou understand. Look at what it says there. I'm just going to break these down. The word then means at that time. Sometimes if and then, God gives us right then what we need. Right then the answer. Then, right at that time. It means at that time, then could mean soon after. You know, you ever tell your kids that, just a minute, I'll, and it's not for 10 minutes or 15 minutes or half an hour? If, just wait a minute. Then, it's coming. Maybe it's next time. Maybe it's in a certain order. God's got things planned out. In case, maybe it's just accordingly. If, then. Shout. If then, shall. Shout. It means obligation. See, God, if then shall thou. It's like a promise. If then, shall. Something's coming in the future. thou. Well, we all know that who thou is, don't we? That's talking about us personally. Isn't that how God works in our life, is personally?
Yeah.
If, then shall. The promise is there. Might just be on a little different time scale than you and I want. Then shalt thou. You and I do what? Understand. Literally, the word understand means to stand under. Boy, isn't that where we're supposed to be? Yeah, under His wings like David was talking about. I'm close to Him. Understand, it means to get or to perceive. It means to take and take or to know the meaning of. That it's a fact or a condition. It means to learn, to understand, to learn, to know clearly. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Comprehend. To be informed. I like to think about this. If, then shall thou understand. I just like to think about, when it comes to understanding, when the light comes on. That's what understanding is. When the light comes, oh, I got it. Now I understand. Chick, chick. Oh, I didn't see it. Chick, chick. If. You know what? What if you didn't? You're not going to understand. It's conditional. You know, I don't know, there's light switches around here somewhere. I flipped a few, but that's conditional whether you go over there and turn that on or not, whether the light comes on, isn't it? You can turn that off too, can't you? You can walk away, and guess what? That light's not letting things shine through where you can see and understand them. It's conditional now, isn't it? Whether you see or not, it's conditional. Whether you understand or know what's out there, it's conditional maybe on if thou will glory. There's a lot of God things God has for us that unless we do our, we're never going to know. We're never going to see. Walk around blindly, stumbling. Why? Oh, I understand. I can see that clearly now. Whew. It's up to you. Let me just look at, we see in this thing, we see in the verses, those first four verses there, if, and then we come down to verse 5, we find, then shall thou understand. And what are we going to understand? The fear of the Lord. We're going to understand where we should have God in our lives. We're going to understand where to put Him in our omnis. Fear Him the way we should. Not be afraid of Him, but to put Him where He should be in our life. Then shall thou understand the fear of the Lord. And find wisdom of God. When? When thou shalt understand. If, when thou shalt understand. Look at what it says there, verse 6. The Lord giveth wisdom. Sometimes that's what we get, is the wisdom. If we, then we get it, then the light comes on. We get the knowledge, the understanding. Look at what it says there in verse 7. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk, He's protection that walk uprightly. And He keepeth the paths of judgment, preserveth the way of His saints. Those are all conditional. Yes. Yeah. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. Then shalt thou understand the knowledge of God. Then shalt thou understand righteousness. Then shalt thou understand judgment. Then shalt thou understand equity. Then shalt thou understand every good path. If. Conditional. Now, grace and mercy plays into this. Sometimes God's just going to give us some. God's going to just help us along sometime. Amen. Not deservingly. Way of glory. These are all found in God's Word. Every one of those things that are conditional. We can get them all from God. What we need to understand is, you ready? What we need to understand is we need to stay close to God.
Amen.
What we need to understand is that we need to be in the Word of God. What we need to understand is that we need to be faithful to God. What we need to understand is that He's in control. What we need to understand is that He is God and we are not. What we need to understand is pride is not going to get us there. There's a lot of things we need to understand, but it all surrounds around Him.
Yes.
What we do with Him. Where do we have Him in our lives? It's up to us, isn't it? The world doesn't get these things because they don't have Him. But we have them. They don't know where to go. They're searching all over the place, aren't we? Aren't they? They don't know what to do, but we know what the will of God is. Beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed and renewed, that you may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How are we going to find? I'm not going to understand that. I just need to do what I'm supposed to be doing. Truth encouragement comes here in verse 8. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Look at verse 9 even. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment, every good path. Well, there it is. We just need to do it. Keep us the path. God's not going to change. We're the ones that change. It's not a conditional thing when it comes to God. He's God. Preserve the way of his saints. Aren't you glad? You're a born-again sinner here tonight. You're one of his saints. Amen. You're his son. And God can't lie, remember? And he says, what? I'm going to go through you. Just trust me. Do what I've asked you to do. Be faithful. Then shall thou understand. If I want you to understand it, we ought to be content with that. Right there it is for us. Listen, see if you don't agree with me on this. I want to understand what God wants me to understand. I don't need anything more than that. If he wants to give me more, I'm okay. I want to understand what he wants me to understand. And the way I'm going to know what he wants me to understand is to be faithful in what he's given to me. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be what? Happy in Jesus. But to trust and obey. We know what's right, don't we? We know what's right. And we know whether we're doing it or not. I want to see the things the way that God wants me to see them. That would be understanding. I don't want to see the way the world wants me to see it. I want to see it the way God wants me to see it. And that means I just get to understand what I do. Trust in the Lord with how much of thy heart? All thy heart. Not to worry, but just to trust. Not our own understanding, but to follow. You want revival tonight? Yeah. If, then, dear Lord, would you forgive me? Is that? Then, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just, to forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If it works in every area of our lives, it's a principle. If, then. When we were kids, the principle was indwelled in us, wasn't it? If, then. We get grown up a little bit. If, then. Eternity. If, then. We don't understand. Do you understand everything your parents told you? What happened if you didn't do it? If, then. I didn't like the then. And by the way, I don't like the then sometimes when God has to do that. I don't like that chastisement stuff. You know, the Holy Spirit sometimes says, you do that again and I'm going to have to, well, glory. For the lost, for the unbeliever, they just don't understand. How about you today? Saved? Do you want to understand what God wants you to understand? If you're lost here tonight, do you understand that you're a sinner on your way to hell without trusting the Savior? You understand that Jesus Christ is that Savior? You know, missions this week, I want you to think about that. There's ifs in that, isn't there? I want to understand. Don't you want to understand how missions works? We give, and he promises to give it back, right? Faith promise, whatever you want to call it there. If you don't ever try that, you'll never understand how it works. If we're obedient and tithe, God blesses us. If we stick out, give the missions, help others, then it's promised God's going to meet and take care of every one of our needs. Why don't we? Do you understand how? Let me ask, don't raise your hand, but those of you that are giving to missions above and beyond don't understand how it works, do you? But it does. We don't necessarily need to understand it. We just need to understand that we need to put our faith and trust in him. So I've said it before. We prove we're honest by giving, or we prove that we're honest by giving our tithe, and we prove our love by giving offerings. I wonder sometimes, Does God bless us faithful in our tithes, or does God bless us more when we go a little bit beyond that and we give in mission? Not tithing is God's. We're just honest there. But I'm saying, could we sometimes maybe, if then, when it comes to the mission given, just a little bit more and watch God work? If you're not saved here tonight, why don't you stay after? We'll open some scripture and you can know for sure. The other side of that is, if something you need to get back to, something you need to get back to Him, you heard the message. If then, I'm going to pray, and then Brother Watson, you can come right on up. Dear Lord, we love you. We thank you again for the privilege of being here tonight. Thank you for the kind folks that are here that listened and already know this principle. Just rethink it again. We give you the praise and the glory for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.